this last Sunday, the general theme is The Secret Place 2026, and each Sunday has a subtitle. This Sunday was growth. Growth. Most Christians want to grow in the Spirit, in the Lord, in His power, and His anointing. Most Christians want to grow in authority. And one of the ways of growth is in the secret place. The longer you stay in the secret place, the more you will grow. Stay long enough to become stronger, which will help you grow. Our scriptures, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, very familiar. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So important. So important. You see, in the secret place, in that secret place with the Lord, you'll discover growth. Actually, you discover everything in the secret place. There's nothing in the secret place that you do not need, and there's everything in the secret place that you do need. Everything God has for you is in that secret place. Everything God has for you is there. So the longer you stay there, the longer you stay in that secret place, the more you're going to receive of what you really need. Now, the limiting effects of things on the earth began to release from your life. We all are filled with things that limit us. They're earthy. There's ideas and attitudes and actions that are bound from the earth. And spiritual value fights against the earthly idea. Spiritual value fights against the earthly idea. That's right. Because we are so close every day to this earth, and we hear and we see and we grab hold of the values of the earth. You can hear that in Christian speech. You can hear it in what they say and how they act and how they function. That's earthly values. Now, spiritual values become the most important area of our life. When we go into the secret place, spiritual battles are won, and spiritual values are increased in our life. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, and then verse 20. Most of you know Ephesians is my favorite book of the Bible. I love Ephesians. Here is what Ephesians 1, 3 says. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice this. Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Notice that. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now drop down to verse 20, Ephesians 1. Notice this. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Notice again. He has blessed us with every blessing. That's everything you need. That's every blessing in the Spirit. You need a blessing from God. You need a certain thing from God. God's blessed you with it. Find it in the secret place. Now, question is, are you blessed with heavenly things? Because there's the battle going on between heavenly things and earthly things. That's where the battle is. A lot of people say, well, I'm battling the devil. Okay. But we need to battle the earthly things that has impacted us. They've impacted us. Why? Because the way we think, the way we talk, the way we act, how we act, what we say, how we function. Yeah. So here's what needs to be done. We know we are blessed with heavenly things, but we fight against the earthly things. Now, we're talking about things that have a heavenly overtone. How about the fruit of the Spirit? How about things that give us spiritual enrichment? How about going to the place of blessing in the spiritual realm? And because you want enlargement, you want to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You get that in the spiritual place. In the spiritual place, you come in touch with the heavenly man. Yeah, you come in touch with the heavenly man. And that's where you get your enrichment. That's where you get your growth. It's in the spiritual realm. And you come in contact with the heavenly man who created us. Of course, that's Jesus. And he brings newness of life. And all the walls come down. Everything that bothers you, everything that irritates you, everything that makes you mad are illuminated when you come in contact with the heavenly man. Old things are passed away. All things become new. It's a relationship in the spiritual realm, in the heavenly place, with the spiritual man and the heavenly man, Jesus. Listen to Ephesians 2:14. Notice this. For he is our peace. You're going through some dangerous times. You're going through some difficult times. You're running through some massive problems. You're worried all the time, anxious, fearful. That's earthy idea. That's earthly programming. Somebody says, well, I wish I can get some peace. It's easy to find in the spiritual place. If I could just have peace in my family, spiritual place. Notice Ephesians 2:14. For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall partition between us. Now, let me just explain that to you. He's talking about here the temple. The temple had different locations in it. For instance, they had something called the court of the Gentiles, which was where all the Gentiles could go, but they couldn't go any further. That was it. Gentiles are out here. Then they had the court of the women. Women, you can go there, but that's as far as you go. Then they had the inner court. Inner court, the men could go. Then they had the holy place. Now, between it all was a giant, you know about it, veil. A giant, giant veil that prevented a person from going in there. Excuse me. And he couldn't go. Only one could go would be the high priest on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And they can go in there then. But before he went in, they would put a very large rope around his waist. And they make sure the rope was long enough to go from the outer court into the Holy of Holies. And beside that, they'd put on his robe some bells. So every time he moved, the bells would ring and you hear that jangle. They knew as long as they heard the bells that he was safe. But if the bells stopped ringing, problems there. Then that priest had done something very wrong, and the Lord slayed him inside that Holy of Holies. Well, no one else could get in there. And that's where the rope came in. I'm telling you, if I was a high priest in that moment, I'd make sure that rope was tight, the bells were attached, and my sin was forgiven. And so if the bells stop and sin in the life of the high priest, he would die. And the only way to get him out was to take that rope and pull him back through the curtain, back through. And there he'd be. But here's what happens. Here comes Jesus. And Jesus is our peace. And he has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. There's no barrier. There's nothing in the way. Don't allow anything to get in the way. Don't allow anything to get in the way. Nothing. Nothing between you and the Lord. Let no past sins, let no evil speaking, let no attitude, no action, no desire, name it, to get between you and the Lord. Nothing. Get it out of the way. Get rid of it by the help of the Lord. Now, Ephesians 1, 2, I like this from the Complete Jewish Study Bible. Look at this. Now, Jesus is far above every ruler, authority, power, dominion, or any other name to be named, either in this world or in the world to come. What's he saying here is that nothing can stand in your way. Angelic or human, demons, those with delegated authority, those with any type of power, any type of lordship, no matter who they are or what they call themselves, nothing stands in your way. Nothing. So when you go in that holy place, there's nothing between you and the Lord. No demons, no devils, no powers, no lordship. Nothing matters. Hallelujah. Because high above every ruler. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Now we know something. We know something. What do we know? We know that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God. We know that, at the Father. We know that. Second thing we know is that we are in Christ. We know that. So we are in Christ. Where is Christ? He's seated at the right hand of God. Where? In heavenly places. So if we are in Christ, and he is in us, where are we? Heavenly places spiritually, right? If Christ is seated at the right hand of God, notice seated, and we are seated with him, we dwell with him, Psalm 91:1, then we are in Christ, Christ in us, and where are we? We're above the authorities and powers and dominions and every name that is named. Hallelujah, no matter what they call themselves. In these times, in this spiritual place, in the secret place, you will not be governed by rules and surprises, controlled, managed, regulated, administered by anything that wants to control you. None of that. You're not controlled by that. See, because you're getting away from the old man or the old level. Yes, and in the spiritual place you are free, hallelujah, from all connections at the ground level. So the more you stay in the spiritual place, the more disconnected you will be at the ground level, the earthly idea. You're not tied down and nothing will impede you. Why? Because your location is in the spiritual place. That's where you are. That's where you are. And the longer you stay in the spiritual place, the more you'll spiritually grow. You'll just grow in spirit. You'll grow in God. You'll grow in the place. Hallelujah. That's what will happen to you. You'll be growing and going and doing and living. And you won't say, you know, this is just getting me down. This is all the stuff I go through, everything that I face on a daily basis, you know, all this stuff that overwhelms me just gets me down. No, not in the heavenly place. Can't get you down. Why? Your location. Where are you? In Christ. Where is Jesus? Seated at the right hand of the Father. Where are you? In Him. Seated at the right hand of the Father. That's why the secret place, when you go and you say, God, I'm going to the secret place today. I'm going there. Ask the Lord right now to help you. Just wherever you are, ask the Lord right now. Excuse me, to help you. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, help us to live in this secret place and help us to grow in you, in our life, that we could be victorious over all the things that attempt, try to keep us down and keep us spiritual dwarfs and keep us under their control. Don't allow that to happen. Go to the secret place. Stay there a long time. Can't wait to get back there. And God will help you to grow and you'll be totally victorious. That's Ministry Moments for today.